Oh, well, we shall have to do what we can. I am Captain Horrence, and that fat bastard, said Horrence, pointing a threatening finger at Jackram, that bastard offered me violence, as a prisoner, in chains, and that boy, the captain added, spitting the word toward Polly, kicked me in the privates and almost clubbed me to death. I demand that you let us go. Blouse turned to Polly. Did you kick Captain Horrence in the privates parts?
Yes, sir. Need, actually. And it's perks, actually, sir, although I can see why you made the mistake.
What was he doing at the time?
Embracing me, sir.
Polly saw Blouse's eyebrows rise and plunged on.
I was temporarily disguised as a girl, sir, in order to allay suspicion.
And then you clubbed him?
Yes, sir. Once, sir.
What in the world possessed you to stop at once? Said Blouse.
Sir? Said Polly, as Horrence gasped.
Blouse turned with an almost seraphic look of pleasure on his face. And you, Sergeant, he went on, did you in fact lay a hand on the captain?
Jackram took a step forward and saluted smartly. Not as in fact per se and such, sir, no, he said, keeping his eyes fixed on a point some 12 feet high on the far wall. I just considered, since he had invaded our country to capture our lad, sir, that it wouldn't hurt if he experienced temporary feelings of shock and awe, sir. On my oath, sir, I am not a violent man.
Of course not, Sergeant, said Blouse. And now, while he still smiled, the smile was edged with a kind of malevolent glee. For heaven's sake, you fool! You can't believe these ignorant yokels! They're the dregs of... Horrence began.
I do believe them, indeed I do, said Blouse, shaking with nervous defiance. I would believe their testimony against yours, sir, if they told me the sky was green, and it would appear that, untrained as they are, they have bested some of Slovenia's finest soldiers by wit and daring. I have every confidence that they have further surprises in store for us.
Dropping your drawers would do it, whispered Maledict.
Shut up, hissed Polly, and then had to cram a fist into her mouth again. I know you, Captain Horrence, said Blouse, and just for a moment the captain looked worried. I mean, I know your sort. I have had to put up with you all my life. Big, jovial bullies with your brains in your breeches. You dare to come riding into our country and think we're going to be frightened of you? You think you can appeal to me over the heads of my men? You demand, on the soil of my country?
Captain, murmured the cavalry sergeant, as Horrence stared open-mouthed at the lieutenant. They'll be here soon.
Ah, said Horrence uncertainly. Then he seemed with some effort to regain his composure. Reinforcements are coming, he snapped. Free us now, you idiot, and I might just put this down to native stupidity. Otherwise I shall see to it that things go very, very badly for you and your... men...
7 cavalrymen were considered not enough to deal with farm boys, said Blouse. You're sweating, Captain. You are worried. And yet you have reinforcements coming.
Permission to speak, sir, barked Jackram, and went straight on to, Cheesemongers, get bleeding armed again right now. Maledict, you give Private Goom his sword back and wish him luck. Carborundum, you grab a handful of them 12-foot pikes. The rest of...
There is these as well, Sarge, said Maledict. Lots of them. I got them off our friends' saddles.
He held up what looked to Polly like a couple of large pistol crossbows, steely and sleek.
Horsebows, said Jackram, like a child opening a wonderful hogswatch present. That's what you get for leading a honest and sober life, my lads. Dreadful little engines they are. Let's have 2 each.
I don't want unnecessary violence, Sergeant, said Blouse.
Right you are, sir, said the sergeant. Carborundum, first man comes through that door running, I want him nailed to the pub wall.
He caught the lieutenant's eye and added, but not too hard. And someone did knock at the door. Maledict levelled 2 bows at it. Carborundum lifted a couple of pikes in either hand. Polly raised her cudgel, a weapon she at least knew how to use. The other boys, and girls, raised whatever weapon 3-part Scallet had been able to procure. There was silence. Polly looked around.
Come in, she suggested.